John Smith is on the line, and I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we have to take. Frank?
Indeed it is.
First scenes in December 10th, 1938, the first scenes for Gone with the Wind film. Flames and burning of Atlanta sequences light the sky for miles.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from NBC News. Former Beatle John Lennon is dead. Lennon died in a hospital shortly after being shot outside his New York apartment tonight. A suspect is in custody but has not been identified. Again, John Lennon is dead tonight of gunshot wounds at the age of 40. We now return to the Tonight Show.
In the latest report that we've got from Associated Press, a police spokesman says a suspect in the killing of Lennon is in custody, but he would give no further details. The spokesman did say it was not a robbery and that Lennon was killed most likely by a deranged person. It's 11:15 right now, and we're going to be doing a full hour of the Beatles in lieu of Boston on Moon Rocks tonight.
WCCO-FM, it's 18 minutes after 11 o'clock on this rather gloomy Monday now for, well, I was going to say fans of music, but certainly anyone. John Lennon, former Beatle, shot to death in New York City this evening. It happened outside his apartment building on the city's Upper West Side. Lennon, who just had his 40th birthday in October, rushed by police to Roosevelt Hospital and pronounced dead upon arrival. According to police, the shooting took place outside the Dakota, that is the century-old luxury apartment building where Lennon and wife Yoko Ono lived. Police have a suspect in custody. They describe him as, quote, a local screwball. And they say there doesn't seem to have been any motive for the shooting. It was just 2 months ago that John released his first single in more than 5 years, and ironically titled, Just Like Starting Over. John Lennon, dead tonight in New York at the age of 40.
Crowd of newsmen, of course, interested in securing the last details. And basically, I would imagine Beatle fans at this point, just Beatle fans of John Lennon, who, for no other reason, all shocked, just felt they wanted to come here and be close to him.
All right. That was NBC correspondent Wally Robinson at Roosevelt Hospital, where John Lennon was pronounced dead just a little while ago. And that's news. I'm Bill Vitka from The Source.
And I'm Benji McKay. Every other song for the remainder of this hour will be a track of music by the Beatles as we shall we say, think or exist in memorial for the death of John Lennon.
His wife, Yoko Ono, was with him when he died. They do have a suspect in custody, but the police have released no other details at this time. We will keep you posted on that situation, of course.
WLOL-FM close-up talked with Christy. John Lennon was shot tonight in New York, and he's dead. And I think if you're looking for a radio station tonight that's not playing Beatle music, you will have a long hunt.
Stereo 101, doing a complete hour of Beatles songs, some written by Lennon, some written by Lennon and McCartney, but all John Lennon was a part of. It's 11:49 right now, in case you haven't had your radio on. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed in front of his home on Manhattan's Upper West Side tonight. He was 40. Police said Lennon was shot three times about 11 o'clock tonight, New York time, and died in the emergency room at Roosevelt Hospital. His wife, Yoko, was with him when he died. A police spokesman said a suspect is in custody, but he had no other details available on the circumstances of the shooting. The spokesman did say it was not a robbery, and the person who shot Lennon was most likely deranged. A witness says a man in his mid-30s with, quote, almost a smirk on his face, gunned down the singer as Lennon, his wife, and several other people walked into the vestibule of the apartment building where the Lennons lived. The witness says the residents of the hotel told him the man had been in the vestibule for hours before the shooting. According to the witness, the man, quote, just walked out and shot Lennon. Lennon, who celebrated his 40th birthday on October 9th, had just released an album, Double Fantasy, he made with his wife and what was to be a comeback for the pair. Once again, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed tonight at his Manhattan Upper West Side apartment. He was 40.
WWTC remembers a rock and roll legend, John Lennon.
John Lennon was brought to the emergency room of the Roosevelt site, St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital, this evening, shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival.
That is Stephen Lynn, a doctor at Roosevelt Hospital, who just a little while ago confirmed that John Lennon has been shot and killed Monday night in New York City. Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono, were on their way back from the record plant at recording studio in New York City as their limousine pulled up to their apartment building, the Dakota, on New York's Upper West Side. And as they were walking into the Dakota, Lennon was shot apparently 7 times in the chest. Lennon was shot reportedly by a white male who has been taken into custody. His identity has not been released, but local police have described him as a local screwball, and that's about all they've said so far. After Lennon was shot, he was taken by police car to Roosevelt Hospital in New York City. According to witnesses, there was blood all over the place, but there was absolutely nothing that anybody could do. Lennon was pronounced dead on arrival and pronounced dead around 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. With me is source correspondent C.D. Jaco, who has just come back from Roosevelt Hospital. C.D., you had an opportunity to hear the doctors explain what happened. What did they say?
Dr. Stephen Lynn, Bill, told us that there was absolutely no chance for John Lennon. He said, in his medical opinion, he was probably dead before he hit the ground, that he had 7 massive wounds in his chest, close range, the caliber of bullets he couldn't ascertain, but that the shots apparently ruptured most of the internal blood vessels and major organs. A policeman who was there, however, told me that Lennon was conscious and that he asked him, "Are you John Lennon?" And Lennon replied, "Yes," before being put into the police car and rushed to Roosevelt Hospital. The doctor said he informed Yoko Ono, who was at the hospital at the time, and that she, in his words, found the news very, very difficult to take. She has been rushed from Roosevelt Hospital, possibly back to the Dakota. He said it was massive chest wounds and that there was absolutely nothing anyone could do. We spoke to Jack Douglas, who was Lennon's producer on the new album Double Fantasy. He said that Lennon had been, as you said, at the record plant working on a new single, and that that new single was to have been mastered by John Lennon tomorrow. Mr. Douglas obviously was completely distraught, as were most of the people there.
Thanks, C.D. John Lennon, of course, was one of the architects of the Beatles, one of the most important rock and roll bands in the history of rock and roll, and that probably goes without saying. Lennon had been in retirement for about the last 6 years, and in just the last few months, Lennon had gone back into the recording studio to record a new record with Yoko Ono called Double Fantasy. And again, John Lennon was shot dead Monday night on his way inside his apartment in New York City. With this special report, I'm Bill Vitka from The Source.
And you're tuned to Minnesota's Best Rock. KQRS FM, KQRS AM, Golden Valley. We'll be doing a Devo Hall & Oates concert starting at 12 o'clock, and any news about the Lennon situation that we have, we'll be interrupting the concert as soon as we get the news, okay? Let's try some material from the former Beatle, John Lennon, at KQ92.
A straight quote off the police report, a local screwball. And they say there doesn't seem to have been any motive at all for the shooting. It was just a couple of months ago that Lennon released his first single in more than 5 years from the Double Fantasy album, which he recorded with Yoko Ono. And as of recent figures, the record is in the top 10. And in light of Lennon's death Monday night, the title is ironic. It's like starting over. Jack Douglas is John Lennon's producer, and along with Yoko Ono, on the album. And Jack Douglas tells us that he and the Lennons had been in a studio called The Record Plant in Midtown Monday night, and that Lennon had left about 10:30. Lennon said he was going to go get a bite to eat, then go home. A man named Sean Strub says he was walking south near 72nd Street on the Upper West Side when he heard 4 shots ring out, and he said he went around the corner to Central Park West just in time to see John Lennon being put into the back of a police car. Strub said some people told of hearing 6 shots, and that some said Lennon was hit twice, but he said police said he was hit in the back. Reports from, like I say, the various wire sources say then he was taken to Roosevelt Hospital in Manhattan, pronounced dead on arrival, but they did try for approximately 15 minutes various resuscitation efforts and revival efforts, even to the point of blood transfusion and special hookups trying to see if they could revive the heartbeat, but obviously to no avail. And the witness, Strub, said others on the street told him the assailant had been crouching in the archway of the Dakota apartment complex there in Manhattan. Lennon arrived in the company of his wife, and the shooting began. Police described the suspect, again, who is in custody at this point, a pudgy kind of man, age 35 to 40, with brown hair. He was put into another police car with a smirk on his face, and that is, again, a partial quote from the police report.
CBS News. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say a man with a gun apparently had been waiting in the entrance of the Dakota, the apartment building where Lennon lived. Just as Lennon got out of a car, the man opened fire. More from Stephanie Shelton.
Lennon was brought to Roosevelt Hospital's emergency room shortly before 11 p.m., according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, director of emergency room services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Hmm. Where was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
Lynn said there were 7 wounds in Lennon's body, although he could not say how many shots were actually fired. Lennon died, said Lynn, from damage to the large blood vessels in his chest. He probably died, Lynn said, almost instantly. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, was with the singer when he was shot and later at the hospital. According to Lennon's record producer, Jack Douglas, Lennon had been at a recording session, had taken a break to go home to get something to eat. He was shot in the entrance to his apartment. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
One witness, Sean Strube, says the man who shot Lennon had what's described as almost a smirk as he pulled the trigger, and he describes the suspect.
Between 30 and 40 years old, he was kind of fat. He didn't look like a groupie or, you know, anything like that. He almost had a sort of sneer on his face. I mean, he was proud of what he had done, apparently. He scuffled with him getting into the police car. You know, his head was held high. He had kind of a sort of a smile, almost. One person that lives across the street said he had seen the guy there on the sidewalk, like, all week. Had just been kind of hanging around. I think he intended to kill John Lennon. I mean, I don't think it was a robbery or anything like that.
One police spokesman says the gunman, in his words, is a local screwball. Lennon has a single record in the top 10 now. It's called Just Like Starting Over. It's from an album he recorded with Yoko Ono titled Double Fantasy. It's the first single that Lennon has released in more than 5 years. It's been out just 2 months. Repeating, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. He was 40. More CBS News in a minute.
Monday night, Mutual's Bernard Gershon has a report.
Initial police reports say the world-renowned singer-songwriter was returning to his exclusive Manhattan apartment building, the Dakota, with his wife Yoko Ono when a man opened fire on Lennon. Eyewitnesses say the man had been loitering in the area and started shooting the ex-Beatle for no apparent reason. Police say Lennon died shortly after the shooting. Police have a suspect in custody. Dozens of shocked fans hearing the news on the radio began arriving here at the hospital. Some spontaneously sank to their knees when Lennon's death was announced and began praying. Bernard Gershon, Mutual News at Roosevelt Hospital in New York.
New York City police described the suspect in the Lennon murder as a local screwball.
FM 104 and a half is KCLD FM St. Cloud. It's midnight. Good evening. I'm Michelle Diamond. John Lennon dead, shot down about 10 p.m. tonight outside of his Manhattan apartment. And tonight on KCLD FM, instead of full tracking, we have an hour of John Lennon and Beatles music in honor and memory of a great man, a great musician. Here's a track from the album Yesterday and Today, I'm Only Sleeping.
Morning Michel. That's the Beatles at CCO Stereo. Good morning. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot to death in New York City last night. It happened just outside of his apartment building on the city's Upper West Side. Lennon, who was just having his 40th birthday, had been rushed by police to the Roosevelt Hospital, and there he was pronounced dead. According to police, the shooting took place outside of the Dakota. That's the century-old luxury apartment house where he and his wife Yoko Ono lived, and police have a suspect in custody. They described him as a local screwball. They say there doesn't seem to have been any motive for the shooting. When the suspect was put into the police car, he had a silly smirk on his face. It's a terrible tragedy. It's clear 13 degrees in the cities.
But didn't want to make the move until 4 years later because, in his words, he, quote, just didn't have the guts. After the Beatles broke up in 1970, Lennon continued writing songs and recording, but in 1975 he dropped out for 5 years, saying he wanted to be with his son Sean and his wife Yoko Ono. It was not until last summer that he returned to music. His 14-song album Double Fantasy released last month. Ironically, the record, which is in the top 10, a single release of which is titled Just Like Starting Over. This is from Abbey Road, again, a Lennon and McCartney collaboration, KS95.
1971. Good question for everybody to ask themselves when they're going over this event in their minds, I would say, particularly those that are hovering around 30, between 25 and 35 maybe. Ask yourself where you would be, what you would be thinking, how you would look, possibly, even today, if it wasn't for John Lennon.
Let's catch this newscast and see what they have to say.
Mutual News. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot to death Monday night outside his apartment building in New York's Manhattan. Authorities say Lennon was rushed in a police car to a nearby hospital and was pronounced dead shortly after arriving. Doctors say he suffered 7 severe wounds in his chest, back, and left arm. Mutual's Bernard Gershon, who's been following the story over the last few hours, says New York City police have now identified the suspect in the assassination of John Lennon as Mark David Chapman, a 25-year-old man they believe is from Hawaii. New York City police believe the suspect came to New York a week ago and got an autograph from John Lennon on Monday afternoon. On Monday evening, he shot John Lennon to death, they believe. This is John Hanrahan, Mutual News.
KQ92 at 10 in front of 7. That is Jackson Brown from Holdout. Well, I'm sure a lot of you people are just kind of getting the sleep bugs out of your eyes and are getting up to a new day. You might be interested to know that John Lennon was shot and killed yesterday as he was entering his New York apartment. We'll have a complete report from the source in just a moment, and we'll have a special report from them that will occur at a little bit after 7:30 later on this morning. And, of course, John Lennon is the morning feature. We'll be hearing from him next on your radio station.
The music world was rocked by the sound of gunshots. John Lennon is dead. I'm Bob Madigan from The Source, and John Lennon preached peace and nonviolence. But last night, outside his New York City luxury apartment building, John Lennon was gunned down by someone he probably thought was a fan. John and Yoko were taking a break from a recording session, decided to head home for a late-night snack. John walked from the limo to the apartment building, and just as he was getting to the door, a man called out, "Mr. Lennon!" John turned. The man crouched into a combat position and unloaded his revolver, 5 shots. Lennon fell to the ground, mortally wounded, moaning, "I've been shot." A short time later, John Lennon was pronounced dead at Roosevelt Hospital. In the moments before the police arrived, the doorman of the building kicked the weapon out of the way, and the gunman just stood by. Police booked a man immediately on murder charges. Reporters stood by, waiting to find out more, an emotion-wrought moment. But the chief of detectives, James Sullivan, handled it with typical Jack Webb dryness.
"We have arrested Mark David Chapman of 55 South Kukui, K-U-K-U-I Street, Hawaii, for the homicide of John Lennon. He's a male Caucasian, tan complexion, 5 feet 11, 195 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, and he's 25 years of age."
Chapman reportedly had been hanging around the Lennon's home for almost a week, had even gotten Lennon's autograph earlier in the day. This morning, a crowd several hundred strong remains outside the Lennon's apartment. One of those, one of the few outside the Lennon tight circle of friends, who made contact with Lennon.
"I delivered groceries to his apartment. He was a gentleman. He was a genius. He was an artist. He wasn't a politician who got shot. He was an artist. And he was a great man. And God bless him. The Lord's with him."
John Lennon is dead at 40. He was murdered last night outside his New York City apartment house. And that's news. I'm Bob Madigan from The Source.
And the weather for the Twin Cities calls for a chance of maybe a snow flurry this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy. Variable cloudiness and cold for tonight and tomorrow. 23 the high today. Lows tonight down to about 5. And tomorrow's high up to about 20. Right now in the cities we have 15 degrees and a cloudy sky. 3 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. So Wally Walker and, we are going to be playing more John Lennon tracks throughout the day today. And as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to do a John Lennon mini concert right now. We have John Lennon as a morning feature, so you'll be hearing a lot of Beatles tracks and John Lennon throughout the morning. And we also hope to have that Source report for you at about 7:40 a little bit later on. And we're going to start off a 25-minute music jam with the man at KQRS-FM, KQRS-AM, Golden Valley, Minnesota's best rock.
John Lennon. All of us, and we at WWTC, will remember.
None of us will probably ever forget where we were and what we were doing when we first got word. When we heard the first reports that John Lennon, the man who gave birth to the Beatles, was dead, felled by a lone gunman in front of his New York City home. Correspondent C.D. Jaco's been with this story since it began and tells us of John Lennon's last day.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono left their apartment in New York's famous Dakota Apartment building Monday afternoon, headed for the Record Plant, a local studio. They were preparing to cut a new single. They may not have noticed a young man standing on the street. Neighbors say he'd been hanging around the Dakota for several days. Only hours before, he had asked John for an autograph on an album. Lennon signed it. About 10:30 at night, John and Yoko returned from the studio. They stepped out of their limousine and started inside. The young man who'd been hanging around called to them. John turned. The young man was in a military firing position, both hands around the grip of a Charter Arms 38 caliber revolver, his knees bent. He emptied the gun into Lennon. Lennon staggered several feet and collapsed in an office area.
What happened? I saw John and Yoko get out of the limousine. They walked into the gate, and and then I heard four or five shots. They were air shattering. I heard Yoko. I heard the woman screaming. It was Yoko. She was screaming, "Help me!"
Police cars raced to the Dakota, where officers found Lennon and lifted him into the back seat.
Three cop cars and about five people, counting me, and I saw the cops wrestling with a guy in a tan jacket and tinted glasses and kind of a brownish blonde haircut, heavy set, and they threw the cuffs on him and put him into a police car. And moments after that, I saw four officers carrying John Lennon out, and he was bleeding in the mouth and he looked very unconscious, and they put him into the back of the police car and they took him to the hospital.
The squad car was driven at top speed to the emergency room of Roosevelt Hospital, about a mile away. Dr. Stephen Lynn is in charge of that emergency room.
John Lennon was brought to the emergency room of the Roosevelt site, St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital, this evening, shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival.
Dr. Lynn broke the news to Yoko.
I did tell his wife that he was dead, and she was most distraught at the time and found it quite hard to accept.
Outside the Dakota, hundreds of people, shocked and stunned, gathered in the warm New York night. Local radio stations played nothing but Beatles songs. The faithful lit candles, wept in each other's arms, laid flowers on the building grillwork, and cried for John Lennon and for that part of our youth that had died.
I could imagine. I started to cry, and then I called my sister, and she started to cry, and it was horrible.
To a lot of people, something like this, you know, to millions of people, this has the impact of a presidential assassination. There's no question about it.
That's the first thing that went through my mind. Like, this is, for me, it's like John Kennedy, because I remember I was like 7 at the time or something. And I remember my parents crying and stuff like that. And this is the first time this kind of impact has occurred on me. I don't know. I can't imagine the world without him. I really can't.
And amid the sorrow, confusion. Who shot John Lennon? Why? The young man who'd been hanging around for a week just stood there after firing, threw the gun down, and was grabbed by a doorman. He was taken to 20th Precinct headquarters nearby.
We have arrested Mark David Chapman of 55 South Kukui, Kukui Street, Hawaii,
for the homicide of John Lennon. He's a male Caucasian, tan complexion, 5 feet 11, 195 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, and he's 25 years of age.
Mark David Chapman, three names straight off the police blotter. Three names like police give to many accused assassins, like Lee Harvey Oswald, like James Earl Ray. Mark David Chapman, who flew to New York from Honolulu last week, allegedly with a .38 caliber revolver police say he bought in Hawaii. He'd supposedly stayed at YMCAs and local hotels and walked back and forth in front of the Dakota. Mark David Chapman has been charged with the first-degree murder of John Lennon.
I delivered groceries to his apartment. He was a gentleman. He was a genius. He was an artist. He wasn't a politician who got shot. He was an artist. And he was a great man. And God bless him, the Lord's with him.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
John Lennon was born in Liverpool, October the 9th, 1940. By the time he was a teenager, his father was gone and his mother dead. But in 1958, he struck up a friendship that was to change his life and all of rock music. Because that's when he started playing with Paul McCartney, traveling in 1959 to Hamburg, Germany with a new band. John, Paul, drummer Pete Best, and guitarist Stuart Sutcliffe. Best was soon replaced with Ringo Starr, and Sutcliffe died. Then back to Liverpool in a booking in a cellar club called The Cavern, where the band was discovered by Brian Epstein, the man who was to become the Beatles' manager. By 1963, the Beatles were performing for the Queen. A year later, they were honored by being named members of the Order of the British Empire. It was during this time that John first became a father. His son, John Julian Lennon, born to his first wife, Cynthia. But by 1968, that marriage was gone. Yoko Ono announcing to the world that she would bear Lennon's second child fully a month before his divorce was finalized. As Lennon's life was starting over, the Beatles were falling apart. In 1967, Brian Epstein died, and along with him went the only thing keeping the band together. Writer Lawrence Shames remembers those times.
Lennon in the 60s, although on the one hand he was already tremendously wealthy and powerful and famous, was really in many ways terrifically naive and an incurable idealist.
And that idealism carried over into politics.
Stay in bed for peace. Do something like that can't be smashed.
In the early 70s, John Lennon became the target of deportation. The U.S. government arguing that he was ineligible for permanent residency in the country because of a 1968 drug conviction. Lennon fought the government and won.
This is the land of the free, right? And since the last 100 years, all the artists, major and otherwise, have been attracted to this country. And although initially it was on, I came as a Beatle, it was Yoko's influence that got me to look at it as a place to be in rather than just scoot in and run back with the loot.
Ultimately, it was only money that kept the Beatles together, or at least kept the four members talking to each other. But in 1977, when they tried to end even that tenuous relationship, Paul McCartney remembers they couldn't even agree on that.
Basically, the three of us, George, Ringo, and myself, are ready to sort of sort of get settled and ready to finish up and get it all cooled out. But John has got certain objections at the moment, and Lord knows what they are, you know, but he's been a bit funny at the moment.
Between 1975 and 1980, John Lennon didn't even record, turning his time and energy instead toward his personal wealth, buying homes, buying land, and even buying some prize-winning cows. Again, writer Lawrence Shames.
When Lennon was singing in the streets and giving his support to radical causes, he opened himself to a lot of criticism and he showed himself to have that sort of leftist working class anger. In his later years, with his tremendous resources and his decision to invest and to try to build security for himself and his family, obviously that's something of a different side of him.
People say I'm crazy.
John and Yoko came to call New York City their new home, buying into the very expensive and very exclusive Dakota apartments.
One of the things that characterized him and Yoko both was a real love-hate for the city and a love-hate for the whole idea of being that well-known and being recognized. And I think that although Lennon genuinely did want his privacy, I think that to really go somewhere where he would be obscure and unknown, maybe he just couldn't quite make that break.
Lennon really liked New York. He traveled the streets in public, often showing up at local clubs, but always in the shadows, lurking more than strutting the way some stars did. And now this star shines no more. The dream is over, and with it, a part of us is also gone. One day before John Lennon died, he and Yoko recorded their annual Christmas message for the BBC.
Happy Christmas.
And so this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. Et cetera, et cetera. Nice to be here. Hi. We're pretty damn steady, I'd say. We're in good condition. Thank you very much. It's great to talk to you. And it's not kindness. We want to sell the record and we want to talk to the English too. It's a pleasure. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
And a brachen monach next to me.
With this special report on the life and death of John Lennon, I'm Jim Cameron from The Source.
gone and dead at the age of 40. Many people still stunned. And KQ92 doing the Beatles from A to Z in a special tribute. We'll be back to that with She Loves You in just a moment. If you're a member of the Rock and Roll Air Force, you can get...